morning, Star Wars nerds. This is Nerd 11 reporting in. Well, today is the day that we've all been waiting for as far as Star Wars The Last Jedi goes. We are going to be getting officially from Lucasfilm that during the Monday Night Football game, probably at halftime, the trailer for the new movie, Star Wars The Last Jedi, is going to be premiering. Now, they did put out a cool little 10-second teaser for the trailer showing Rey on Octo. I don't think they've really officially announced how to say that planet's name. But anyways, training with her lightsaber on the edge of a cliff, and we get a little bit closer view of her with Luke looking on. So with the movie coming out, they also announced that the tickets are going on sale at the exact same time as the movie. Along with the ticket sales, there's going to be some special giveaways and offers depending on the movie theaters that you go to. One of the things that I noticed is that they were talking about some movie theaters are doing special opening night events that on Thursday, December 14th, ahead of the official opening on December 15th, that fans can go and see not only the movie, but a double feature of The Force Awakens and The Last Jedi, which would be pretty cool since The Last Jedi picks up right where The Force Awakens ends. Or there's a Star Wars marathon that's going to be featuring all 8 movies in one epic journey. They also may include some exclusive content such as collectible cards, special concession offers, and things like that. Plus, at some of these special opening night events, you'll get to see the movie starting at 6 p.m. instead of at 7 p.m., which is what the general public time will be. Now, for IMAX at AMC theaters every Sunday from December 17th through January 7th, guests who purchase tickets to see Star Wars The Last Jedi in IMAX will also receive an exclusive print from artist Dan Mumford while supplies last. And then there'll be a new poster that will be revealed each week. Now, IMAX at Regal Theaters each Saturday from December 16th through December 30th, the first 500 guests to see Star Wars The Last Jedi in IMAX will receive an exclusive collectible ticket featuring unique art. Once again, while supplies last, and new art will be revealed each weekly. At Cinemark, Collections loyalty members can purchase Star Wars Last Jedi Real D 3D tickets to unlock a free pair of 3D Star Wars glasses. At the Alamo Drafthouse, as part of the advanced ticketing promotion, you can add exclusive Star Wars The Last Jedi collectibles to your Alamo Drafthouse ticket purchase, including a commemorative all Star Wars issue of Birth, Movies, Death, and 3 incredible Mondo-designed glasses, and those, once again, available for a limited time only. On Fandango, each fan who buys Star Wars The Last Jedi tickets will receive a complimentary Star Wars The Last Jedi poster from Fandango Fan Shop, while supplies last, of course. Fans can also order Star Wars The Last Jedi Fandango gift cards and Star Wars gear and collectibles at FandangoFanShop.com. Not sponsored, by the way. Moviegoers who purchase Star Wars The Last Jedi movie tickets via the Atom Tickets app or at AtomTickets.com will be able to buy official Star Wars merchandise in a single seamless transaction and could have it shipped to their homes in time for the film's opening weekend. No guarantees there. And then lastly, at Disneyland Resorts tonight, you can join your fellow Star Wars fans at Disneyland Resort in Anaheim, California, the place where Star Wars lives, to watch the trailer for Star Wars The Last Jedi on a giant screen outside AMC Downtown Disney 12 theaters in the Downtown Disney District. The fun begins at 5 p.m. with a live DJ, games, and giveaways, and counting down to the trailer release. All this information you can find by going to StarWars.com. That's where I found it, but pretty much you're going to be reading what I just told you. The plan is for me tonight to watch the trailer and then hopefully get on here on Anchor and give my thoughts and review of it. So until then, I'll be back later on today with more talk about the untitled Han Solo movie. taking a look at what the Star Wars show likes to call the number one news source for untitled Han Solo films, the Ron Howard's Twitter account, we're just taking a look at some of the things that he has said recently. After announcing that Tandy Newton had wrapped her filming for the Han Solo film and going back to filming the next season of Westworld, Ron Howard also talked about that you see him in what looks like the corridor of the Millennium Falcon from his director's monitor, so you can see what appears to be somebody running through the corridors of the Millennium Falcon. But then you also get another tweet of him and the screenwriter, John Kasdan, trying to keep warm on set, and they are standing over a fire barrel that is in the shape of a what looks like an astromech droid, either an R2 unit or any of the various different R units that are out there. But yeah, they're standing over it, and it's lighting them, keeping them warm. But then he also tweeted out yesterday that he's spending a little bit more time in the editing rooms each day now that they have wrapped shooting untitled Han Solo movie scenes. He then got asked by a fan, so what you're saying is that you're almost done, but then Ron Howard replied back stating, almost finished shooting, but there is months of post-production work ahead. Tremendous team, so lots to look forward to creatively. So it sounds like they are going back and forth and doing some editing after shooting the dailies and after reviewing them. But as Ron Howard still says, there is months of post-production work ahead. Now, we are a little over 6 months away from the release of the untitled Han Solo film. I'm still not convinced that they're releasing it in May, but everything that Lucasfilm and Star Wars has kept saying is that it is going to be a May release of 2018, which would be certainly interesting. But then once we have that May release, we then have a year and a half of waiting for Episode 9 to come out. Perhaps during that time we'll get a few announcements as to what the future of Star Wars films go. They have still yet to officially announce that the Obi-Wan movie is going to be in production. That's still just in talks, supposedly, and that they're still working on a script. Who knows, but in my opinion, they wouldn't have let something like that leak out to any of the trades unless they knew for certain that they were going to be going forward with that film. That's not something that you just put out into the space and then all of a sudden pull back, because people have been clamoring for an Obi-Wan movie, standalone movie, especially with some of the comments that Ewan McGregor has made. So we'll all just have to sit back and wait and see until that announcement becomes official. Until the trailer comes out, that's it for me today. Once the trailer for Last Jedi comes out, like I said in an earlier segment, I do plan on trying to get on here and give my thoughts and review of the trailer. So until then, Nerd11 signing out. Hello, Star Wars nerds. This is Nerd11 reporting in. I literally just stepped out of seeing Blade Runner 2049 and sat in my car and watched the trailer to The Last Jedi, and holy cow. Okay, so this is my initial reaction. I'm completely blown away. I have no clue now where the plot of Last Jedi is going. I thought it was going one way. This trailer is showing me it going a different way. All I know is I stepped out and not only watched the trailer, but I am sitting in the parking lot of the movie theater and bought my tickets already for December 14th to see a 7 o'clock showing. This
is definitely going to be a completely different Star Wars than what any of us have ever seen, and even anticipated it to be. Like I said, this is a very raw reaction. There's no editing that's going to be done to this. I'm not recording this in my studio. I'm literally recording this in my car in the parking lot of the movie theater that I just bought tickets for The Last Jedi at. The scenes of Rey training on Octu, the fact that Luke recognizes that she has raw ability, the exact same amount of power as that of Kylo Ren, seeing a scene in which she's interacting with Snoke. I don't care what anyone says about the Snoke figures. Snoke looks, the graphics on him, or the CGI on him looks awesome. Just hearing the voice of Andy Serkis, he does all of his performances to 110%. Snoke is 115. He is another level now for this, and seeing him actually using the Force. Now, whether or not that's saying that he is a Sith, which I do not think he's a Sith anymore, but I still go back and forth as to whether or not Snoke is just Snoke. If Snoke is this entity that they keep referring to in some of the books, that's out in the middle of the unknown regions, or if Snoke is Plagueis Reborn, or Plagueis, you know, come back from the dead using his powers of the midichlorians, and that Darth Plagueis is just Supreme Leader Snoke's Sith name. He's no longer a Sith, so he goes back to being known as Snoke. Who knows? And at this point, I don't even care anymore. I can't wait to see this movie not once, not twice, multiple times within the month of December, the month of January, going forward. This is the latest I've ever recorded. Like I said, I just came out of another phenomenal movie to see a trailer that just blows the movie I just got done watching for the last 2 hours, almost 3 hours, out of the water. Like I said, this is my raw reaction. I'll definitely have a little bit more in-depth kind of pick things apart after I have a better chance of digesting this. So, after one weird day that I've had already today, this is Nerd 11 signing out.
That's all for today, fellow Star Wars nerds. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the station, don't forget to hit the favorite button so you don't miss the next broadcast. Feel free to leave a comment on any of the segments or call into the station so the rest of the galaxy can hear your voice. You can also follow the station on Twitter at @_SWNerds. At me and leave a comment or question which I might read on a future segment. Once again, thank you for listening. This is Nerd 11, signing out and making the jump for home. May the Force be with you.